I'm not going to name the word that this defines, or this is the origin of a word I don't want to reveal just yet, but does this in any way, is this relevant to what you're expressing about the dignity, sacred dignity of the child, and therefore the need to preserve and protect through our laws, through constitutions, quote unquote, that which must be preserved, whole or intact, that cannot be transgressed or violated?
The word wholeness is important here. There's something about the word wholeness which is important. I can't quite articulate this or put my finger on it, but when you said that, there's something very important there.
Something there. I actually just defined the word holy, H-O-L-Y.
H-O-L-Y, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's something coming up, Jonathan, in listening to you. When you talk about dignity, what emerged for me was the word sanctity, which is a state of holiness.
Yes, yes. And again, that's one of these words that I happily bring in from the world of religion to help me articulate what I'm trying to say in my secular world. Mm-hmm. And for me, there is no contradiction there. That is this, a necessary borrowing.
Right. This is beyond corporal body. Yes, of course, preserving life, protecting life from harm, from the atrocities of war. But could it also be about protecting something less tangible? That is, that a child is infused with upon birth.
Yes, and I think it's that intangible that I'm looking for. Let's look at it this way, okay, Marianne. We often, a traditional entry point into this question of dignity and the worth, the equal worth, right, the worth of a child and the worth of every human being,
yeah,
is a notion of equality.
Because the root of dignity is worth, worthiness.
Worthiness, yeah, right. So this is where it starts to knit together. It weaves together here that if I look back at my own journey here, I think I would have arrived, my first idea of the notion of dignity would be equality, the equal worth of every child. Mm-hmm.